If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 40. To Psalm 40. I just want to read the first three verses of this psalm and try to share with you a few things that the Lord has put on my heart in the 40th psalm. In verse 1, David is writing, and he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my wings, and he a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And he shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. That is the three verses that the Lord has put on my heart. Well, one of the many blessings that Psalms is how they honestly deal with the wither struggles of life. They present us the experiences of the godly that go through in every age. They tell us that the saints of old faced the same kind of problems that they even face in our day. That we all have the same kind of experiences. Then they give us instructions and guidance that help us as we face them in our own lives and in our own difficulties All right. In this particular David is talking about an problem that he has faced. The Bible doesn't tell us what the particular situation was. It doesn't tell us what the trial that David was facing was. And I'll be honest, I am glad that the Lord doesn't tell us, because he lets us know that when it would hit any of our situations of life, we understand that David was a king. We understand that David was a gifted psalmist. We understand that David was a song writer, but he also find out that David often faced bouts of discouragement and even depression in his life. And we even can see that in this particular David is telling us about a certain situation that he went through, but he also declares for us his unwavering confidence in the Lord. But in this, David gives us what we could call is a heavy you from a pit. And that is what I want to try to look at. If the Lord will help me for just a little bit today, is that thought on a you from a pit. How does it be? First of all, how does David's horrible situation or we could call it his horrible condition in his scene in the second verse. David describes it as a horrible pit. It is a place that he describes it as a pit. First of all, he means like a prison, or a dungeon. It is as one has described it like a deep dark hell, and he calls it a horrible pit. It is one that he is calling it something that has like a fiery clay in it. It is a description of a hell that you can't get out of. Somewhere where the sunshine has an age that are stuck in, that the harder that you try to get out of, the more that you just power up in. That is what David is describing his pit as being. David is in a horrible condition. I realized today that there are a lot of people that feel like that they are stuck in a pit they are a people that feel like they are stuck in a pit of discouragement. They are feeling like they just can't find their way out of the discouraging situation that they find themselves in. I remember that time in David's life when he was fleeing from King Saul, and he found himself in a cave, and he sat down discouraged in that cave, surrounded by other people, and he felt in Psalm 142 and verse number 6, he said, "And who man cared for my soul?" David felt so discouraged, and he felt so out of heart that he felt like nobody cared for him. I'll be honest with you. In life, there are times that you can get to that point. There are times that you can get in this situation, in this discouraging places, that life has taken its turns and twists and detours that you were planning, that you get so out of heart that you feel like that nobody understands, and you're stuck in situations and you feel like you just can't get out of them, and you feel like that you're stuck in the mud and the power of a pit of discouragement. And not only that, there are times that there are people that get stuck in a pit of disease. I believe David at times even understood that. He wrote at a time in his life in Psalm 6 and 2. He said, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are fixed." They say David, when he prayed that, was describing not only physical but mental and emotional distress. David was crying out for the healing of the Lord. Can I just say to us today, there's nothing wrong with crying out for healing from the Lord. There's nothing wrong with crying out and saying, God, could you touch me? And God, can you heal me? God, can you move in my life? There are people today that live their life in the pit of some disease, of some sickness, in the pit of pain and hurting that seems to be endless. So there are pits of discouragement. There are pits of disease. There are even pits of disillusionment. I'm talking about those times when we thought things would be one way and they end up going another way in our lives and in our hearts. I think about David when he killed Goliath, and the people began to sing the praises to David. They begin to shout, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And they begin to praise and honor David. David, no doubt, thought good things and good days are ahead. But all it brought was the jealousy of King Saul and the threats upon his life. And David had to flee for his life and live in the wilderness. I'm going to tell you, there are times that life doesn't turn out as we think. There are days of disillusionment. There are pits of dissatisfaction with our jobs, even with family and life itself. There are people that are stuck in the fiery clay of regrets in their life because of bad choices that they made. There are even pits of defeat because of sins that we've committed. But whatever pit that David was in, it was a pit of desperation in his life. And maybe it's good the Lord didn't tell us what it was, so that we may identify and say that we understand pits. I'll be honest with you. I understand that. I've been stuck in the mire of some pits. I've been stuck in pits of discouragement. I've been stuck in some pits of disillusionment. I've been stuck in some pits of disappointment. I've been stuck in some pits of regrets in my own life. There are times that you get stuck in frustrations because of things not turning out like you thought. There are times the grind of the job weighs on you. There are times that you're stuck because of horrible memories. There are times that you're stuck because of sickness and sorrows and heartaches and pain and difficulties. We all face pits in life, do we not? We all have some horrible conditions we deal with. But Tim, I don't want to leave us there. I see his horrible condition. Thank God for his heard cry. Look at verse 1. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I don't know about you, but if I was writing that, I think sometimes I would have had to say, I waited impatiently, because I don't always have a lot of patience. Sometimes I struggle being patient for the Lord. Sometimes I say, Lord, why are you taking so long? Lord, why don't you go ahead and fix it now? God, why don't you go ahead and heal now? God, why don't you take away the pain now? Why don't you straighten this out now? Why don't you fix my problem now? Why don't you go ahead and answer this prayer now? But David said, I waited patiently. I find it interesting that the word waited, it means this. It means David waited and waited and waited and waited. It means he just kept on waiting until the Lord answered. You see, sometimes the Lord don't answer right away. Sometimes the Lord don't fix things immediately. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. Patience isn't an easy thing. I'm honest with you. You know that. But David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. He's waiting and watching is the idea. We've been studying in Sunday school about Mary and Martha and Lazarus over the last several weeks. Don't you know Mary and Martha kept looking? Don't you know that they sat when they sent the man to go and tell Jesus? Don't you know that they probably would look out the window and glance down the road and think, surely he's coming. Surely he'll be here. But they waited and he didn't show up for 4 days. He didn't show up. Sometimes he don't show up in our time. We just have to keep waiting and watching. We say, preacher, what do we have to do? Do like David, just keep crying. Keep praying. Keep looking. David said, I waited patiently. And he heard my cry. He heard my cry. David was hurting in his heart so bad. He was crying. Do you realize that word cry here is the same word that describes the children of Israel when they cried to the Lord in Exodus chapter 2? And it says the Lord heard their cry when they were crying out seeking deliverance. To give you a picture of this kind of cry, it isn't the kind that just says, Lord, I need your help. But it's the kind of a child that's gone out in the ocean and got a little too far from shore. And they begin to cry out and say, Daddy! Daddy, help me. That's the kind of cry
It's when you get desperate and you say, "Oh God, I need you. Oh God, would you hear me? Oh God, would you help me? I need your touch. I need your help." That's the kind of cry. Somebody, would you come pray with me? Would you come pray with me? That's what the Lord wants us to do. Cry out to Him. He said He heard my cry. Heard my cry. No, I'm just going to stop there. I had more I was going to do, but maybe that's just where I need to stop. David said, "He inclined unto me." That word "inclined" means that He stretched out. He reached out. He reached out. And He said, "I put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, even praise." I want to tell you, if you'll reach out to Him, if you cry out to Him, He'll hear you. And He'll help you. I want to come to the instruments and let's just stand to our feet. I appreciate this obedient heart to come. There may be somebody else that you just need to come cry out to Him. There may be some burden, some need in your heart. Maybe you're in a pit. It may be discouragement. It could be a pit of many kinds. Why not come and let Him help you today? Let you come and let Him meet the need of your heart.